Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
You've been hearing about Coolock and the scenes in Coolock. Well, it actually kicked off in the show yesterday afternoon. We were talking about it before the 1 o'clock news. It obviously escalated overnight. 19 arrests. A number of people have already appeared before the courts. And you heard in the news there, Taoiseach Simon Harris thanking the Gardaí for what he described as their very swift action. Others, though, have criticised the speed of that Garda response. Minister Neil Richmond is with us on the line today. Was the policing response satisfactory, Minister?
I think so. I think if you look at this in any fair assessment, this we saw over 200 Gardaí on the scene. The Guard had complete control of the situation by mid-morning, 19 arrests, 15 people charged. And ultimately, the Gardaí responded to something that was absolutely horrendous. Let's be quite clear, the people who arrived in Coolock yesterday, this was no protest. You don't bring a balaclava or a petrol bomb to a protest. This was a very premeditated, horrendous event that's been bubbling away. And the Gardaí handled it and dealt with it appropriately and swiftly.
Could the public order unit have been there at an earlier time, or should they have been rolled out earlier?
Well, the public order unit were there by noon yesterday, long before you came on air, and then they were backed up by additional reinforcements. As I said, the local Gardaí were on the scene throughout the period, and they called backups and additional supports as it escalated and as they needed it. These are professional police. They know what they're doing. They handle the situation accordingly. And the result is, whilst there was damage, but the result was 19 people being arrested, 15 charged, and the situation was contained to this very well-known site in Coolock.
There's been some accusations online this morning, and we've seen some of it too from last night, about the use of pepper spray, and some of those there claiming it was being used unnecessarily.
Well, I'm very reluctant to comment on accusations online. Who knows it's being made by? Ultimately, the Gardaí handled the situation. They responded appropriately. And let's not forget, Andrea, this is the first time our Gardaí attended an incident like this where they've actually had body-worn cameras.
That's right.
So that's their effect, not just the Gardaí, but anyone who was involved in the situation. And ultimately, I just want to thank the Gardaí for what they've done and utterly condemn the thugs who ran amok in Coolock yesterday.
Now, what do you say, though, to locals and to people who were out in the earlier part of yesterday morning? Because this is something, Minister, that's been bubbling for a number of days in the background, this site that was potentially earmarked as a site for asylum seekers to be housed in. Like, should there have been more consultation? Because that was something we heard here in the programme yesterday too. Should there have been more consultation, or any consultation, with residents?
Well, there was a considerable amount of consultation, but you have to remember, no amount of consultation is going to divert the sort of people who were throwing petrol bombs and bricks at our Garda Síochána, or threatening security guards or damaging private property. They can't be consulted with. But what we have seen is there has been consultation with local residents who need to be consulted with. What we saw yesterday was workers arriving on site to prepare the site. This wasn't busloads of people being brought into the site. There has been some very deliberate misinformation on the internet about that. And I heard Richard Bruton, the local TD, I was talking to him earlier, he said he's attended meetings with local councillors, with the local person who manages the outreach, she herself is a former councillor for the area, and they've engaged consistently. Like, we all knew that accommodation was going out into this site. We've known it for months, and there has been blockades, there has been protests, they've been very ugly, and that boiled over last night, where some people took it upon themselves to throw petrol bombs and bricks. And I really, really am reluctant to use the term petrol bomb and protest in the same sentence. They're not the same.
Do you think that the protest was hijacked?
No, I think, well, again, I don't know if it was a protest. You know, is it a riot? Is it an incident? Is it a public order incident? A protest, you don't wear balaclavas to a protest. You don't bring weapons. You don't throw petrol bombs. That's something way more and way more serious, way more nefarious. I don't know if it was hijacked, but I think certainly the people who are in the middle of it, and we see some of the people who are arrested have nothing to do with Coolock. We see someone from West Dublin who had run in the local and European elections, was one of the first arrested. They've been going around agitating I see it in my own.
Well, I know there's people before. I know there's people before the courts all right today in relation to that. Can I just ask you, Minister, though, on a separate note? I want to ask you about a story in the Irish Star today, and this is that there will be an increase to the number of bodyguards or close protection officers assigned to cabinet ministers. Is that necessary?
I think it is, unfortunately, Andrea. Politics has changed a lot. I've been elected for over 15 years now, and I think with some of the abuse that's been directed at senior cabinet ministers, people arriving up to their home with their young children. I'm a dad of a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. I shudder to think what would happen. Yes, they do need increased close protection, because unfortunately there are a very tiny, tiny minority, some of whom were in Coolock last night, who are absolutely intent on causing harm to the state and the officers of the state, being our democratically elected cabinet ministers.
So you think there should be an increase, that each cabinet minister should have 2 bodyguards?
If that's what the Garda Commissioner decides, I absolutely agree with it, but I can completely understand the rationale. And I think, you know, it's a sad indictment of certain people's involvement in politics today, that they think that's appropriate to physically threaten and potentially, who knows, attack ministers. But of course, we have to make sure that people are who represent the state, never mind who they are as individuals, are suitably protected, just like any of our institutions of democracy.
Minister Neil Richmond, we'll leave it there for the moment, and thank you for joining us on the programme. Independent Councillor John Lyons is with us on the line today. John, I know you're quite close to the area in Coolock that we're talking about, where the incident unfolded yesterday. Do you agree with Minister Richmond? Was the Garda response quick enough?
Well, good afternoon, Andrea. Good afternoon to your listeners too. Look, I do think, reading the reports and looking at some of the footage of what happened yesterday, absolutely it has to be condemned. There was a small, tiny cohort of individuals who were intent on violence. Quite shocking to see petrol bombs been thrown, JCB diggers been set alight, other material been set alight, and security guards been threatened verbally and physically. So absolutely horrific scenes of violence that have to be condemned outright and are not in any way, shape or form reflective of the wider Coolock community, which, having represented us, Andrea, for over 10 years now, I can safely say is a fantastic community full of great people, very welcoming people. Does have its issues, absolutely, like any other area, but we work through them together. Look, I think the Garda response, we've seen similar incidents across the country and across the city over the last period of time. So I think it was quite clear, because that camp has been there for a number of months, that these particular individuals, the tiny cohort of individuals that have been there, that there was potential, very, you know, strong potential for something like this to happen. And I think in the earlier part of the day, the Garda operation seemed to be light in numbers. I don't think they had planned. It wasn't intelligence-led. If it was intelligence-led, I think they would have been better prepared for the early morning.
The Minister Richmond just mentioned that the Public Order Unit, I mean, he could tell me the Public Order Unit were there before we went on air yesterday at 12 o'clock.
No, they have to be drafted in shortly thereafter. It was the early afternoon before that happened. And I think, and I guess I heard the retired Garda Commissioner, Pat Leahy, on earlier, talking about how perhaps operationally they didn't want the Public Order Unit there because it might have sparked conflict. But that's an operational matter for the Gardaí to decide upon. This was to be a major operation, I'm assuming. They knew there was a high likelihood of some violence because of some of the individuals involved in that camp. And I think they had to play catch up throughout the day. And my fear, and I don't like saying this because, Andrea, like, it was a very difficult situation for the guards.
Oh, I've no doubt.
Security staff.
I don't for a second take away from that.
Absolutely, because the location itself, let's just be very clear, there's people living right next to the Crown Payne site. There's Newtown Cottages along the Malahide Road there, right next to us. We have a family homeless hub around the corner. We have businesses behind the site and across the road. So when there is the strong potential for violence outbursts, I think the guards needed to be better prepared to ensure that there wasn't any damage or worse done to any of the residents living nearby or any of the people visiting.
But
the local business
what does that
nearby.
Mean when we talk about a stronger response? Like, I would have thought the response yesterday was fairly robust. I mean, there seems to be some conflict around whatever time the Public Order Unit arrived there. I know there's a different approach to when you roll them out, and in terms of, even, you know, they talk about the sort of the soft cap approach and that type of thing that it might escalate violence if mm-hmm. they were, you know, to go in with the helmets on and on too early. But what is a stronger approach? Like, how much stronger can it be?
Well, like, I think if we step back as well, just for a moment, I think the way it was approached by others who were part of this operation in terms of moving onto the site in the early hours of the morning is reflective of a fact that the whole process around this potential international protection centre has been, I think, let down by the fact that there hasn't been proper community engagement by the Department of Integration. There was, I have to correct Neil Richmond there, there was one meeting in early April and that was it. There hasn't been a high level of engagement with public representatives, one meeting, and there's been no engagement with the community whatsoever. And I think that's reflected in the fact that they also decided, whoever they are, to move onto the site in the early hours of the morning, which again is trying to, Andrea, it's as if they're trying to sneak in around people's backs, and that just causes
more
suspicion.
The minister said what was happening yesterday was more to do with actually, you know, works on the site or looking. It wasn't actually that people were being moved in yesterday.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And I'm very concerned about the workers who are going on site to actually prepare that site for down the line, new people, new arrivals into the community settling into the area. Absolutely. So my fear was that I saw some footage of a security guard being verbally and then physically assaulted. I saw other workers trapped in a van, not able to get out. So it just seems as if the reaction in the initial phases to what occurred wasn't robust enough. And I think if there had been a stronger presence, Andrea, by the Gardaí, they may have been able to control it and perhaps even de-escalate what was quite obviously going to be a very tense and stressful situation for them.
Fianna Fáil Senator Timmy Dooley is with us, John, on the line. Do you agree? Was the response strong enough yesterday?
Yeah, good afternoon, Andrea, and to John and to your listeners. Look, I think the guards did an excellent job with the resources that they had available to them. Rank and file guards on the ground really put their lives on the line against these outrageous thugs to protect property and to protect people's lives. I'm not so sure, though, that at a strategic level that the response was adequate and appropriate. I think Well, I think there should have been significant learnings from what happened back in November of last year. And at the time, I was one of the first to suggest that there should have been water cannon. And I know the Gardaí then brought water cannon equipment from the north of Ireland. Where is that now? Did we not purchase a piece of equipment of our own into the future? I mean, there is a recognition that public discourse has become more fractured, that these kind of events are now more likely to happen based on where things are going.
But sure, Timmy,
the debate around migration.
If the public order unit rolled out a water cannon out of the public order van yesterday afternoon in Coolock, can you imagine the discussion we'd be having in the show today about the heavy-handed approach?
Well, with respect, we're having that anyway, because there is an element online saying, and I had a number of calls about it this morning criticising my comments because they said the guards were over the top. They weren't. Equipment was burnt. Streets were closed. People were knocking trees and burning them on a public road. Like, that is unacceptable. I think we as a society have to recognise the threat that now exists, get behind our guards, but to get behind them in a really professional way and put in place an appropriate strategy to deal with these kind of events. And that does require upping the ante. You cannot have a section of the city taken over by a group of thugs who are waiting for this to happen. These are low-level criminals that are robbing and stealing on a daily basis, are involved in the drugs trade. And at the drop of a hat, when there's an element of anarchy somewhere in the city, they're out like a flash. These aren't people with an ideology. They're people who want to cause harm to people. And it was lucky yesterday that no citizen lost their lives as a result of the thuggery that went on. But we've got to recognise that the threat level has gone up. The minister rightly identified that there is an increase in the threat level to ministers, and I accept and recognise that. But there's also an increase and a threat to public order generally. That does require
a stronger approach.
And it also does require, in my view, the use of the army, not with guns and with tanks, but as personnel to back up the civil guard. And we've got to get over this notion that, oh, we can't have army uniforms on our street. Yes, we can when something like that happens, because I would have thought that that was an appropriate response rather than seeing this thing escalate and move from road to road. Not the army. Like, it's not about tanks and guns here. It's about people in uniform who know how to do crowd control. If you're a resident out there and you see this going on in your neighbourhood, can you imagine how frightened elderly people were when these thugs were running loose, as they did back in November, where they ransacked shops and really made the city okay. a noble.
Do you agree with that, time. Liam Herrick? Liam Herrick's on the line as well from the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. Is that where we're at, Liam?
No, I think any suggestion that we bring the army in, I think, would be completely inappropriate. This is a policing challenge. And I think the first thing to say here, Andrea, is that what happened yesterday, I mean, it's legitimate that many of us should ask questions about whether the policing operation was as efficient or effective as it should be. And in the fullness of time, there may be an operational review of it. But the first question here is directed at those that were involved in committing serious crime yesterday. I mean, there was people involved in very serious crime, in arson, in attacks on the guards. It's fortunate that no member of a Garda Síochána or any member of the local community was more seriously injured. But one of the persons who was working at the site, who's a person trying to do a decent day's work, was injured. And, you know, we need to look at the responsibility of those that committed those offences. A number of people were brought before the courts last night. I think it's welcome that the guards were able to apprehend some of the significant people involved in it.
Which a lot of people, including the Taoiseach today, Liam Herrick, are putting down to the benefit of the body cameras worn by the guards yesterday, their first outing.
Well, I mean, the body cameras didn't arrest anybody, Andrea. You know, I mean, guards doing their work arrested them. It will be interesting to see, because we are through the pilot period of the body cameras, whether the body cameras are of any value or significance in producing evidence.
Well, Simon Harris seems to think so.
Well, I mean, these people haven't even been tried yet, Andrea, so, like, we don't know that yet. That might be one factor in all of this, but, I mean, the key question here as well is not just those that were arrested in the process of throwing fireworks and bricks at guards yesterday, but those that were involved in organising that disorder, those that were inciting people to get involved in the disorder. I think one of the most troubling aspects of what happened yesterday and what has happened at this location and other location over recent months is children and very young people being incited by other people to get involved in violence and disorder. There were very troubling scenes of young children being involved in that incident yesterday, but they weren't the ones that were organising that disorder. Some of the people that were organising it may now come before the courts. Other people that were organising it, and we're talking here, including some public figures, well-known people, were inciting people to take part in that disorder and then seemed to leave the scene before they were being arrested. You know, so this is a very serious crime issue. We can ask questions about the guards and we would be the first organisation to call for review. Mm. But I think the first instance here is to acknowledge that serious crime happened and that the guards did get it under control. I think when you compare it with the incident that happened last November, I think the concerns there were about what was a much larger scale disorder over a much larger area. And it seemed that the guards were not capable of responding quickly to a situation as it arose. I'm not sure that's what happened yesterday. I mean, the Garda Commissioner has referred to it as two separate incidents. The initial incident about where they knew that certain events were going to happen at the site, and then a later one, which was more spontaneous. But, I mean, I wouldn't second guess whether the guards, you know, responded as effectively as they might have done until we have a full operational report on this.
Okay.
But I think there's no doubt that they were dealing with very serious crime yesterday. And while we can talk about issues about consulting with local communities and
there are separate discussions, so I accept that.
There's a separate discussion. Yeah. There's no justification for throwing fireworks and bricks at members of McGarry.
Some of the stuff was pretty incredible from what I saw. Mary makes the point, I think everybody should just denounce the thuggery that was involved yesterday in Coolock. There should be no ambiguity about it. Thuggery is never acceptable. This listener says, I think it is so beyond frustrating listening to civilians discuss where the Gardaí went wrong. Why don't you put yourselves into the job for one day and see how you get on? A texter says, why can't there be an army reserve unit on call? people who are trained to fight and handle the situation. Michael in Finglas says two bodyguards for each TD. Well, it's not, Michael, it's for cabinet ministers is what they're talking about. But Michael's point is that if you're to have two bodyguards when you have zero guards in the streets or public transport, when are the media going to ask hard questions of our police force, bringing on retired Gardaí spokespeople? I don't think so. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. We're talking about Coolock and also this story today about plans to now have two bodyguards per cabinet minister. Do get in touch. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on Newstalk.